Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Leadership Talk Podcast. This conversation that comes to you once in every 3 weeks is dedicated to helping you and equipping you and empowering you to be a leader like Jesus. See, when we have a heart to serve, to love, to forgive, to lead, and to do everything that Jesus did during his lifetime here on earth, we will become leaders that don't just become effective and productive, but we will become leaders that are able to create an impact, that are able to leave a legacy that your followers, your disciples, your children, your employees, they can model even their own lives after. We are not just looking at productivity. See, productivity and effectiveness is a byproduct of our character. It is a byproduct of our lifestyle. It is a byproduct of our principles. They are a byproduct of our day-to-day activities and habits and things that has made and formed our lifestyle. My prayer is that you will pay more attention to your lifestyle than you would pay attention to your income and your well-being and your productivity and how much you're able to produce. And the more that you pay attention to your character, to your lifestyle, to your habits, to the things that you entertain in your heart, to the ambitions that you allow to grow in your own life, the more you will become productive. Automatically, the productivity will come. I'm not saying that you do not have to work at all, or you have to be lazy, or that you have to let go of the productivity side. I'm saying focus primarily on your heart, focus primarily on your mind, focus on your own health, and you will see how everything else that flows out of what happens in your heart and your mind will start bearing fruit, will start producing results automatically. I'd like to bring to you a portion of the scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 2. This is Apostle Paul who is giving an instruction, a leadership teaching to his spiritual son Timothy. And you should understand that Timothy was not somebody that was trained by Apostle Paul when he was growing up. He was trained by his mother and his grandmother. And right now, for some season in life, for this last particular season in life, Timothy had been working and walking with Apostle Paul. Timothy had been seeing and witnessing everything that God is doing through Apostle Paul. And right now, the Bible talks about how the Lord is using Apostle Paul to train and lead and mentor Timothy. And I hope that even as we read them and even as we learn particular qualities that a leader needs, that, you know, Paul is teaching Timothy, we will also apply and receive an impartation from these portions of scripture. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1 onwards, "So you, my son, be strong, consistently strengthened and empowered in the grace that is to be found only in Christ Jesus." So Apostle Paul, he refers to Timothy on the basis of his relationship with him. See, this is something that you need to know, that you cannot really receive instructions and help from somebody that you do not have a relationship with. You know, we live in this online day and technology where everything is online, everything is digital, and we live in a time, especially this COVID season dawning upon us, where church has gone online, and we follow podcasts like this and teachings and devotions that come for us on a regular basis online, where we can come to a place where we do not necessarily have a relationship with the person that is speaking to us, and yet we are okay with the teaching and we are okay in receiving what the Lord is speaking to us through them. Now, that's perfectly fine to the extent that you are only receiving nourishment for your spirit. But if you are looking for something beyond just your spiritual edification, if you're also looking for help in your soul, in your mind, a place where you can be accountable, a place where you can be open and vulnerable, then you need to have godly relationships. Paul had a lot of people that he ministered to. At a point, he would be traveling from church to church, from city to city, and everywhere he went, there will be revivals and they will see massive salvations and healings and deliverances and people getting baptized and being added into the church and so many leaders that he appointed in different churches. And yet, not all of them truly or really had a relationship with Apostle Paul. And here is one man called Timothy who did have a relationship with Apostle Paul. Now, practically speaking, it was not possible for every leader, every pastor under Paul to have a relationship and to receive personal instruction from Apostle Paul. It was not physically, tangibly possible. They had to report to their immediate leaders. For example, Paul would lead a Timothy and Timothy would lead his next generation leaders, and we'll talk about that, we'll read about that in a bit. And this relationship becomes the ground for every instruction and every help that we can receive from our leaders. So, I mean, I'm all for you receiving through a podcast like this. If you've been receiving on this Leadership Talk conversation once in 3 weeks and you've been equipped and empowered, that's amazing. But do you have a mentor in your life who you can be accountable with? Do you have a prayer leader or a guide who you can be vulnerable with? Do you have a spouse who has the authority and the right to correct you? Do you have a pastor or a cell group leader or somebody who gets to see your life on a regular basis and they can call you and say, my brother, my sister, my son, my daughter, let me help you in this one area. This requires strengthening. This one area requires a do-over. It requires a makeover. Are you willing to let people into your life? That is the first question I want to leave with you this morning. How open are you to relationships? How open are you to godly relationships? Some relationships can actually be draining than the others. Some relationships can actually be harmful. Some relationships can actually take us away from what God wants us to do. And that is why you have to be careful to not allow anybody complete access into your life, including your spiritual leaders, including your spiritual parents. They cannot take the place of God in your life. They can bring the voice of God, but they cannot take the place of God in your life. Having said that, as you submit to God, you will need to submit to other human beings that the Lord has appointed over your life. And you need to become an expert in recognizing the people that God has assigned for your help, that God has assigned to walk with you. Some of them may be above you, but some of them will be beside you. You need brothers and sisters as much as you need a father and mother. You need friends and family as much as you need somebody above and beneath you. You know, Jesus, during his time here on earth, he began teaching the apostles, the disciples, and he told them, hey, which of you want to be the greatest? The one that wants to be the greatest needs to become the least among all of you. Now, the thing is that every one of them did want to serve Jesus, but none of them wanted to submit to each other. They all loved Jesus, but they had a problem with Peter. They had a problem with John sitting close to Jesus. They had a problem with Thomas. They had a problem with Judas. All of them had issues with each other, and They had issues with somebody's mother praying and asking for them a favor. They had issues with somebody else getting more time with Jesus. All of these things are natural issues. And Jesus looked at them and said, "Hey, do you truly want to be my disciples? Then you will need to love each other, and you will need to serve each other, and you will need to submit to each other." He did not just say, "Submit to me." You know, today we all are in a system where in the church you don't really hear pastors talking about submitting to each other. Pastors do talk about submission, but submission to the pastor himself or to the leadership or to the ones in authority. Truth be told, it is easier to submit to somebody above us. Truth be told, it is easier to submit to somebody who has a more better revelation and an understanding and an anointing than you have. It is harder for you to submit and surrender. I mean, not submit to the same extent that you would submit to a pastor, but at least come to a place of honoring somebody else and esteeming somebody else as higher and better than yourself. And the Bible says that we need to grow in our service of each other, and we need to grow in our relationships. If we need to become the kind of leaders that the Lord wants us to be, we cannot do it independent of relationships. You should understand that this entire letter wouldn't have been possible if Timothy would have just served Paul and received from Paul at a distance. I'm sure that many people had the opportunity to walk closely with Paul like Timothy did. And many people gave up on that opportunity. There was another guy called Mark. And we read about how Mark, he deserted Paul and Barnabas in one of their missionary trips. And Paul was very upset with it. Now, Mark had the same opportunity that Barnabas had, that Timothy had. And I'm sure that there were many other people that gave up the opportunity to be up close and personal and receiving from Paul in the same way that Timothy did. So who are the people around you, above you, beneath you, that you need to become intentional at developing a relationship with? If you're not intentional at developing something, it will never happen. It will not come automatically. You need to become intentional. See, leadership is a very lonely place to be in. You know, you can take it in any sphere of life, not just in the church. Take it in the corporate field, in the medical field, the research field, any areas where you find people that are leading a movement or a particular area of research or field, you will find that they are lonely, that they are not understood by others, and others don't get along very well with them. And that was the case with Apostle Paul too. And yet, there was one young man who said, "I understand that this man is weird. I understand that this guy doesn't want me to get married." You know, Apostle Paul would teach his disciples not to get married because he was not getting married. And of course, Timothy was a young man. He did want to get married. And he understood that, yes, Apostle Paul is Apostle Paul. He is a leader. He is somebody unique and different. And yet, I'm going to walk closely with him because more than him needing me, I know that I need him. If you will look at all your relationships in the same perspective, it becomes so much easy. Now, here is Apostle Paul telling Timothy, "So you, my son, I want you to be strong, and you need to be consistently, constantly strengthened and empowered in the grace that is to be found only in Christ Jesus." So three words there. It says to be strong, to be strengthened, and to be empowered. Now, this is from the Amplified Bible. Please pardon me if you're reading from a different Bible and you find that these words are not there in your Bible. You can check out the Amplified Bible for the additional emphasis on certain terms that I'm bringing out this morning. He says, be strong, one. Second, he's saying you need to be constantly strengthened. other than the state of being strong. Then he says, now you need to be empowered by the grace that is to be found only in Christ Jesus. Now, the place of refueling for a leader is extremely important. Where do you refuel? It says your strength, you have to be strong, you have to be constantly strengthened, and you have to be empowered, not by me. Paul is telling Timothy, I'm not the one who is going to strengthen you and empower you. I'm here to have a relationship with you and to walk with you and help you and mentor you and point you to the source where you can be refueled. See, if you've not become intentional at building a refuel station and going to the right refueling station, and if you're depending on anything except the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to help and grow in your ability to lead, I'm telling you, you're in a great danger zone. Because every other resources, it has its own failures, it has its own weaknesses, and it has its own point of exhaustion. Every other resources can dry up. There is only one resource that can not dry up, and that is the grace of our Lord Jesus. And Paul tells Timothy, hey, my son that I have a relationship with, let me tell you this. You need to make a constant effort to refuel yourself in the grace of Jesus Christ, in the grace that comes from the name that is above every other name. And if you are in that point where you are exhausted because of your leadership, because of your responsibilities, because of your commitments, challenges, limitations, resources that you're waiting on the Lord for, if you're in that place, I want you to just take a minute, take a moment, take a morning off to just sit in the presence of Jesus. You will not lose another business opportunity or a ministry opportunity if you will just cancel some appointments and just sit in the presence of Jesus. Any leader, any person that is going to pour out and do more than receiving and being taught and growing himself, you are in a dangerous spot because you are going to get burnt out. You are going to get hurt. You are going to be in that place where you have no idea what can come out of your life. And it is necessary that you take constant breaks and constant checks and balances in place, so that before you hit your burnout, you know that I need a refueling. Before you hit a burnout, you don't have to wait till you get exhausted and then plan a vacation. But that before the burnout comes, before the burnout happens, you would be already intentional to take refueling stops along the way. Apostle Paul says, my son, you need to be strong, you need to be constantly strengthened, and you need to be empowered. How? In the grace that is to be found only, absolutely, only, exclusively in Christ Jesus. If that grace is not there, I, Apostle Paul, will be nobody. If that grace is not there for you, you, my dear son, Timothy, you are a nobody. If that grace is not there, everything that we are talking about, relying upon and trying to build with our lives, it will be a waste. And he says, so make sure to be strong, be strengthened and empowered that in that grace that is found exclusively in Christ Jesus. Verse 2. Now, we learned two things. One, you cannot do leadership without relationship. Second, you cannot do leadership without having your own refuel station. Third, it says, the things, the doctrine, the precepts, the admonitions, the sum of my ministry, which you have heard me teach in the presence of many witnesses, entrust as a treasure to reliable and faithful men who will also be capable and qualified to teach others. Now, Paul is teaching the principle of legacy. Paul is teaching the principle of handing down the ministry one generation after the other. This is also equally important. See, he begins by saying, son, you need to continue to have a relationship with me. Second, he says, you need to continue to grow in your grace, in receiving and relying on the grace of the Lord. Third, he says, there are certain things that I have taught you in the presence of many witnesses, not alone, not just personal times with me, but even when I have been in churches or services or revival meetings or conferences or discipleship conversations, I have taught you so many things. Now, I may be speaking to 10 different people, but I know that I was speaking to your spirit. Now he says, whatever I have taught you, you need to do a good job at handing it down to the next level leaders. He says, entrust it as a treasure to reliable and faithful men. And what would be their responsibility? Their responsibility would be to take it and teach it to other people that are willing to teach others. So it's almost 2, 3, 4, 5 generations of ministry and leadership training that Paul is talking about. So how do we learn leadership lessons out of this? Here is what I have to tell you. When you focus on just mere productivity, when you focus on just the results that come out of your business, out of your ministry, out of your parenthood, you are not really thinking or looking at it long term. If you want to be an effective leader, you need to be intentional. Let me re-emphasize that word, intentional. You need to be intentional to hand down your keys, your secrets, your principles to the next generation. You need to become intentional at raising another person as a leader in your stead. See, Apostle Paul was not insecure in giving away his keys and secrets to Timothy. And he encouraged Timothy, saying, you cannot be the only leader that knows all these things. I know that I taught you, but I taught you in the presence of so many other witnesses. Now, I want you to do this. I want you to find other capable and faithful men and teach this to them and make sure, follow up with them to make sure that they will teach it to others so that they in turn can teach others. And the chain goes on and on and on. Any leadership that does not reproduce itself is not truly a leadership. That is not the definition of leadership. That is anything but leadership. You are just serving yourself with the benefit of everybody who is bringing in, serving you and helping you and working with you. You're not serving those people that you're leading. The best way you can serve the people that you're leading is to bring them in on your secrets, to bring them in on the things, the paths, the ways that you walk with God and the way that you lead your business and the way that you teach or preach or you disciple somebody or whatever area of leadership you're in. You know, if you're a parent, you need to get your children in on how you run your home. You need to tell them, this is how we make financial decisions in the house. This is how we pray. This is how we probably clean the house. And this is how we need to cook. And this is how we need to plan our week ahead. And everything that goes on in your house, don't keep your children excluded from it. Include them and bring them in. Let them know how you do what you do. So this is as important as the previous two things that I taught you. First is that you need a relationship. You need relationships above you, around you, beneath you. Second, that you need to have a constant refueling station. Third, that you need to be willing to hand down your keys, your secrets, your principles to the next generation leaders so that they can grow and model their own lives after you. Verse 3, it says, take with me your share of hardship, passing through the difficulties which you are called to endure like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Verse 4, he explains what it means to be a good soldier. It says, no soldier in active service gets entangled in the ordinary businesses or affairs of civilian life. He avoids them so that he may please the one who enlisted him to serve. Now Paul is talking serious business with Timothy. He says, hey, yes, it is important for you to have a relationship with the people around you. Yes, it is important for you to have the constant refueling from my presence, from the presence of Jesus. Yes, it is important for you to constantly disciple others and hand down your trade secrets and how you have become a leader so successful to others who can in turn give it to others. But here is something that you still cannot miss out. You need to live a sacrificial lifestyle. A leader has to live a sacrificial lifestyle. A leader has to lead a disciplined lifestyle. A leader has to lead a life that is going to require of him to give up ordinary, normal privileges of civilian life. He says, I want you to share with me the hardship, whatever difficulties that I am going through, so that I can be a good soldier of Christ Jesus. I want you also to take it upon yourself. Now you may say, Pastor, this doesn't make sense to me. I'm a businessman. I am not a pastor. I'm not a missionary like Apostle Paul was. How can this apply to my leadership abilities? Let me tell you this. Whether you are in the business, whether you are a normal employee in a corporate sector, whether you're in the teaching field, or you're in the ministry, you have a comfortable church, whichever area of life you're in. Let me tell you this. If you do believe that Jesus is your Lord, okay, this is primarily for those that believe that Jesus is their Lord, right? You are a soldier of Christ Jesus, irrespective of how comfortable and convenient your life may be. You are a soldier of Jesus. It's impossible for you to be just a child of God, just an ordinary believer. You cannot be just an ordinary believer. If you are somebody truly born again and have the love for the Lord in your heart, then you are a soldier. And if you are a soldier, you cannot be living non-sacrificial life. It says, a soldier, he does not get involved in civilian affairs of life. He does not carry unwanted burdens. He does not get entangled in things that is going to slow him down. It's going to compromise his integrity. It is going to compromise his ability to perform on the battlefield, in the warfare. A soldier is very intentional to guard how he lives and what he does and what he doesn't do. And my prayer and my hope is that you will take your leadership very seriously and you would sacrifice and give up and disconnect from everything that is not adding to the calling upon your life. For some of you, it may be the food that you eat. For some of you, it may be the sleep. For some of you, it may be watching television. For some of you, it may be the books that you read. And for some of you, it may be the friends that you hang out with. You have to see yourself as a leader. You have to see yourself as a soldier of Jesus Christ. And when you intentionally grow in that phase, when you intentionally look at yourself as somebody that is willing to sacrifice for whatever cause or whatever reason it may be, to go to whatever extent that is required, I'm telling you, you are going to produce fruit. You are going to be the kind of leader that Apostle Paul was training Timothy to be. My time for this morning is up, but I'd like to quickly revise what we learned today. One, you need a relationship above you, beside you, beneath you. Second, you need a refueling station and you need to constantly stop to be refueled. Third, you need to find people that you can hand down your leadership abilities and secrets to. Do not just use them, empower them, equip them to be as successful and even more successful than you are. Fourth, you need to lead a sacrificial lifestyle. You need to compromise and disconnect and disengage from things that slow you down. And my prayer is that you will become a leader, the kind of leader that Apostle Paul was. And Apostle Paul was in fact imitating Jesus. We read about that in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. Jesus himself lived a sacrificial lifestyle. And everything that Jesus did, if we can also imitate, I'm telling you that there is no better place to be. That your church will look at you and they will feel so blessed and fortunate to have you as their pastor. Your family will look at you and say, I'm so blessed to have a mother in this house like her. Your business will look at you and say, your employees will look at you and say, man, what a hardworking, what a committed, what a amazing, God-fearing character of a person we have in our leader, in our as our boss, as our employer. I pray and I speak that blessing upon some of you. May you become the leader that Jesus truly wants you to be. Thank you for tuning in this morning. If you have a question, a doubt, anything that you want us to specifically address, feel free to write to us and let us know. Next time that we come on Leadership Talk, we will have a special conversation with a special leader. So make sure not to miss subscribing and turning on notifications for this podcast. Also, may I encourage you and invite you to partner with us. This will really help us to bring more guests, to buy more equipment, to make sure the spread of this podcast goes to more people. All you need to do is go on pastorpriji.com/donate and commit to giving one amount monthly towards the development of these podcasts every week and every month and every year. And whatever the Lord leads you, there's no compulsion. You do not have to do it if you're not led. But if you'd like to partner with the creation of this content, then you're welcome to go on our website and do so. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch up with you next time in about 3 weeks.